Hi, George. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi. How are you?
Good. I've been listening to your show for about a year. A friend of mine at work, she does the StreamLink thing.
Yeah.
I guess where she can burn the CDs.
She can get anything she wants now.
Yeah. And that's how I found you. And I listen to you all the time now, you know, from previous shows. And I know that on Friday nights you usually have just call-ins. And the reason I was calling is I happen to, I don't know if it's a gift or what, but I see things like ghosts.
Oh, and, really? Tell us.
Well, when I used to walk with my husband, and he does home remodeling, and we used to go into these really old Victorian homes or turn-of-the-century homes, and sometimes if I was working at the home by myself, you ever get the feeling somebody's looking at you? And
oh,
you know,
yeah.
You're alone?
All the time.
Well, a couple of times I would turn around at the, and just, like, catch somebody standing there looking at me. And in this one particular home that I was working on the outside on the front porch. And I kept seeing, I know the lady had left. She said, if you need anything, I'm leaving the door open. Fine. She lived alone. But I kept seeing somebody looking out the window at me. And I caught a glimpse of what he looked like. And then a few days later, she was showing me clippings of her grandfather, who happened to be a twin. And when I saw the picture, then I realized who it was, and he was the one that built the house. And I guess he was just looking to see what I was doing. And I figured that, Nancy didn't bother me, I guess I was doing an okay job. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been working there anymore. But and another time, I was on my way home, and the way the light had hit me, I was driving in my pickup truck, and my father was sitting right beside me. And my father died in 1988. And he was just sitting there, big old smile on his face, like he was enjoying the ride. And I was like, hey, Pop. And I just, it was like nonchalant. You know, it didn't even faze me that he was sitting there. And it's just, I can go into places, and if there's anything there, I have a tendency of just feeling it. And at the corner of my eye, I'll see it. And I try not to say too much to my husband because it kind of freaks him out a little bit. And it's just weird. And after listening to your show for the past year, I realized I'm not the only one that gets these things that happen to them.
Oh,
you know?
No, there's a whole group of us that get these. You've got a gift, and you might as well take advantage of it.
Well, you know, it's sometimes it's it can be irritating because, like at work, I think the building was whatever the building had been used for before. I keep seeing shadows, especially out of my peripheral vision, and I'll see shadows, and it'll be like somebody's walking past me, and I'll turn to say something or to see who it is, and there's nobody there.
No, but you get a glimpse of them real fast.
Exactly, and it's like, and it doesn't have to be human. It can be animals, too.
Have you seen these little rodents that have these funny pointed ears and antennas?
No.
That's what I used to see. I don't see them anymore.
See, well, here recently, we had a cat that we had for 14 years. And unfortunately, we had to put her down 3 days before Christmas, just this past Christmas. And honest to God, I swear, we brought her home with us, even though we knew she was at the vet. And there was one night, I heard her meowing, but it was like a real distance away. And she just kept meowing the way she always did. And I'm like, I can't yell at her to be quiet and go lay down because she's not really there. And it's just amazing, and I just, you know, and it's, sometimes it's okay, and then sometimes if I'm trying to concentrate on something, it just bothers me.
Yeah, sometimes it gets to be annoying. It is. Hey,
yeah.
By the way, I've got to ask you this. Has anybody ever said you sound like Rosie O'Donnell?
No.
You do?
I am originally from Long Island, and she's from Comac, and I'm from CI.
Yeah, you sound just like her.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No, that's good. I guess okay. That's good in terms of the voice.
I'm really glad I got through. I listen to you, and with the work I do, it's so soothing. You have such a soothing voice, you know, I was like, wow, this is nice, you know, because I listen to you all night long on a CD, and it's like, oh, wow, this is great, and I just get into the rhythm of typing, and it's great, you know.
I really appreciate
your show.
As long as I don't have that voice that sends you to sleep, we don't want to do that.
No. And, you know, I was listening to you earlier, and like you said, not all the shows are, you know, to everybody's liking, but I've learned so much, and I've even actually used some of the suggestions that some of your guests have given, and it's just amazing, and I'm just glad I'm not...
You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, by the way.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.